meeting of the Measure R Program Committee.
Thank you. Yes, we are.
And would like to see everyone out here. And there's smiley, right. Shining faces.
Let us blaze the trail.
And then they
yeah.
This is for the sheriffs.
I think it's below.
So it's dirty.
Yeah. Do you know how to do this?
Let's find the secretary, please.
Can you load this up down?
I thought so too, but apparently it didn't. So.
That was the whole point, sir.
And you did it so well.
Not right now. Later on.
The desktop, so we're ready for our presentation.
Okay.
Oh, we're hoping I wasn't talking about you.
Yoo-hoo!
I got that one too. Everybody wants you.
I used to be. You were in your
thank you, John. Yes. Is he a good guy?
See. Do it all the way down.
They went.
It says PowerPoint.
I need somebody to sit down and take roll, okay? So we can start the meeting.
Chairperson Du Bois here. Councilman Huizar here.
Thank you.
Kat's here. Let's go. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's let the record show that we have a quorum.
Oh, it's over there.
Meeting come to order. Okay. Now let the record show we have a quorum. First item on the agenda is the Measure R program update.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. The first slide that we have on the Measure R is to information slide. Just to let you know that the advisory committee is going to be meeting on February 18th. They'll be meeting on February 18th, and the agenda topics for the advisory committee is to review the Measure R audit of the FY10 expenditure. They also need to set up a public hearing date on the audit findings. And then there is an oversight committee advisory panel members. Recommendations have been made to the advisory committee. They need to pick the panel members and make the announcement or interview them as they feel. And then finding on the proposed modification to the expenditure plan, we are going to be presenting it to them. So that's the process.
Okay.
Any questions on that? No.
Do I have any questions from any members of the committee?
Okay, moving on to the next slide. These are some of the new materials that our communication people have issued to keep the public and everybody informed about the status of the Measure R projects. And they are available to everybody. We'll be happy to send them to you if you are interested in that. The next one is the financial summary on the Measure R. Mr. Peter Blake is going to make that presentation.
Good morning. Or good afternoon, excuse me. The slide is intended to show a high-level view of Measure R from a financial perspective by ordinance subfund. Historically, the first half of the year tends to run a bit behind budget, but as projects get fully staffed and contracts are issued, the expenditure should catch up, which is why we consider the variances presented to be timing that should be resolved by the end of the year. A couple of the more noteworthy items on the schedule is that Metro has used all available Measure R operating funds to cover bus and rail operating costs, as shown on rows 4 and 6 of the slide. The remaining variance on row 6 on the operating bus represents the muni share that hasn't been fully drawn down, but again, that's a timing difference that will catch up by the end of the year. And that concludes my part of the presentation.
Do you have a question, Mr.
Just a clarification. When you said have used all of the operating dollars in this fiscal year, I assume.
For this fiscal year, yes. The budgeted dollars, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. The next one is the report on the project status, the highway project status. You know, we have so many projects going on. Some of them are in the initial planning stage. Some of them are in the environmental stage, preliminary engineering, and final. So this is to give you a quick update on the status of each of the projects. So if you go to the High Desert Corridor, for example, we have moved them into environmental, and the status of the projects are notified in the column. Oh, I'm sorry, not too fast. Okay, the next one is these three projects which have moved into preliminary engineering. That's the I-710 corridor.
Yes,
sir.
Could you ask the last gentleman to come back for a second? I have one question that...
Mr. Blake? Peter? Perry, I'm sorry.
See, it was too easy for you.
Yeah, we decided that we shouldn't allow you to get away that easy. Right. No, Terry, I was just curious. I want to go back to the question I asked you about the use of the operating funds for bus and rail operations. You said that we have expended 100% of the money in this fiscal year.
That's available year to date. In other words, 100% of the budgeted year.
That's available year to date.
Correct.
Because we're in like the sixth month of the fiscal year, so yes. That was.
Yeah, I apologize. Okay. I should have clarified.
All right, thanks. That's a good response.
Good question.
Thank you.
All right. Shall I continue? Okay. This shows the three projects that are moved into the preliminary engineering. And the next slide shows the rest of the project which have moved into preliminary engineering as well as into the final design and construction. So we were presenting to you with various maps before, so we thought this is a better way to represent this status. So any questions on the highway projects?
I'd love a hard copy of this at some point in time.
Yes, we'll provide that. Then moving to the transit projects, we have moved three of the projects into initial planning. That's the Sepulveda Pass, Green Line, and the East Side, San Fernando Valley. And then we have four other projects which have moved into environmental state, Santa Ana Transit Corridor, East Side Transit, South Bay Green Line, and the Wilshire BRT. They're all currently in the environmental stage. And then the rest of the projects, starting from Exposition Transit Corridor Phase 2, Crenshaw Regional Connector, West Side Subway, and Gold Line, they've all moved into preliminary engineering and the final EIS stage. So this one picture gives you the status of all the projects.
Thank you. I do have the hard copy. I just didn't recognize it.
Okay. Sure.
Questions?
Dorothy, I do want to send it to the whole board, though. Hard copy?
Yes.
Okay.
And the last one is the Metro Orange Line, which has moved into the final construction at this point. So that concludes my status presentation on all the Measure R projects.
Thank you very much. And you notice we didn't start by saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, we're behind. So thank you. You did a great job.
Question on...
Yes.
I'm sure. Murthy, does the website reflect everything that's on... the report you just gave us in terms of...
This needs to be loaded on the website. We will do that. We just wanted to make the presentation here, and then we'll do that. Yeah.
But otherwise, other than the new information, website's current.
Yes, sir.
Thank
it
you.
It is current, yes. The next is unified process. Martha?
Madam Chair, I'd like to make
yes.
a few comments on this.
Please.
What you have before you is a draft policy which is designed to provide a methodology involving management staff of the MTA as well as the board to review projects.
Wait, let me stop you. I beg your pardon. I had a comment from the audience for item number one. Mr. Walsh, are you here? I beg your pardon. It was in front of me, and I got some... discombobulated.
I just want to say I want a copy of the implementation report. The implementation report. We want a copy of the audit. And as you know, The reason there are three sheriffs, and I'm a great fan of the sheriffs, is because that was ordered by Zev and Gloria, that any time I'm in the building, there must be three sheriffs. You guys do a great job.
Mr. Walsh.
And I just want to say that you're doing and I'm asking you right now for those documents, HollywoodHighlands.org.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Could we go forward?
Okay, so what you have before you is a policy which is designed to provide a method for ensuring that we track projects carefully and avoid overruns. I'll just cover a few key points. One of the policy recommendations is that the amount of Measure R money on a given project would be capped by documents embedded within Measure R. The importance of this policy is that, especially with the recession, Measure R proceeds are down. We have a dozen major railroad construction projects. If we exceed the budget on the early on projects, that will be impacting the later on projects. So we must manage with a level of frugality and professionalism. That's what this policy does. That's why we're asking for you to approve it. Martha?
Thank you. I'm going to run through the basic elements of the policy, but I would like to start by saying that this was developed both by the Planning Department and the Construction Department, so Mr. Murthy's here with me, and the goal is that it the policy will be used starting at the inception of a project all the way through to project delivery. So both departments are vital to implementing this. The policy we're recommending requires that we bring each project to the board at key milestone points from the inception to the end of construction. We recommend to you, let me just walk through the milestone points. The following milestone points would be when we would bring the projects to you. First, at the selection of the conceptual design alternatives that will be studied in the environmental phase. Next, at the selection of the LPA and entrance into preliminary engineering. The third milestone would be the approval of the final environmental documents and just as we begin the final design. The next step is when the life of project budget is established just prior to construction, and then any amendments that come to the life of project budget during construction would also come back to you. At each of these milestone points, the idea is that the staff would be directed to, number one, submit a project that's consistent with the budget. If there are any issues that result in the project not being consistent with the budget, the staff needs to propose corrective actions to bring the project back within budget before it can move into the next phase. And the elements that to bring the costs into control that the teams should go through, we'll start with value engineering and scope reductions. Next would be finding any local agency funding sources. Third approach is shorter segmentation of the corridor. And then the last item that's noted in the board report is countywide transit cost reductions or other funds will be sought based on pre-established priorities. So those are the basic steps. I think it's more control than we've had in the past, but we'll be bringing a lot of projects back to you at a lot of milestone points and trying to track each project every step of the way. I think with that, we're open to questions, unless...
Any questions or comments from the, excuse me, from the directors? I think we have to watch it very, very carefully, and you're giving us the opportunity to do that, so thank you. Yes, sir.
I think, Madam Chair, that this will cause us to bring sometimes awkward or uncomfortable issues before the board. Whether it's, it doesn't matter which rail project we're talking about, this is establishing a requirement that if we detect a problem with the design such that it threatens the budget of the project, we must bring that to you. And this would apply to whether it's a construction authority or an MTA managed project. This is uncomfortable, but we have a tight revenue situation, and we think that the self-discipline to do this is essential. Every project advocate seeks enhancements to the project. If we fund that, then we're going to be defunding somebody else's project, and we'll lose the consensus on the board. So we have to have self-discipline. That's what I think this does.
Okay, and I do. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we recently completed the Gold Line, East Side Gold Line extension, and that seemed to be on time and on budget. Now, did we do any is this going to be anything different from what we did there, or how, what protocols were used there that worked?
I mean, basically this policy just outlines standard good management practices. In this case, I think part of the reason for my concern is Measure R produces an awful lot of money. It's very easy to slip into kind of a cavalier attitude that, gosh, we have a whole lot of money here. Plus, we're seeing project advocates for all of our projects seeking enhancements. Mm-hmm. So, like on the station on the downtown connector at Fifth Street, I mean, that's an example of the sort of problem that we're talking about. What we don't want to get to is like Roosevelt sending the fleet halfway around the world. We don't want to get a project 95% constructed and then run out of money, because we'll have no choice but then but to fund it. But then we're going to be defunding somebody else's project. Yeah. But Murthy, you want to talk about Eastside? You were here, I wasn't.
Did they say the extension or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed to be on time and on budget, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I mean, so something worked there. And did we have some of these policies in place already, or did we learn from it?
Well, that was a tough project to begin with. We had a hybrid combination there in letting that contract out. The underground portion we did as a complete design bid build, and the overhead above ground portion was a design build. And we had the engineering team work with the contractor from day one. And then, of course, the reporting system was very timely on all the issues. We came back to the board as soon as the issues came up, and we had a lot of help from the third parties by assembling them under the same roof on the east side. And that is the model we are trying to implement now for regional connector, subway to the west side, and also on the 405. An integrated project office with everybody being there, so we can address the issues right then and there. So that was the model, and that's what we are trying to do in all other projects.
Okay, good. Yeah, and overall, I mean, this is a good policy, but it seemed like we were doing something with the Eastside Goal Line extension, and I'm sure we would look at that to see what worked and what didn't and add to this policy. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other questions or comments? I do have a comment from the public, John Walsh.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org. 1 million requests successful last year. You know, every time I hear Mr. Boies' name, I think of my brother, because my brother went to Du Bois High School in New York City. And I just like to say, we don't have, with these projects, we don't have an inspector general's office. You've cut from 42 to 18. You continue to cut the inspector general while you continue to add projects. And as you know, I've been saying this for 3 years. Now you're reacting because I got a story in the LA Times.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. I have no other public input. What is the desire of the committee?
Move it.
Move second. Any objections? So ordered. Next item on the agenda, South Bay Metro Green Line Extension.
Good afternoon. I'm Renee Berlin. I'm one of the executive officers in countywide planning, and I have with me Randy Lamb, our project manager for the South Bay Metro Green Line project. Today we're asking for your approval to screen the freight track alternative from further consideration in the draft environmental document for this project. This project uses the Metro-owned harbor subdivision from basically Century Aviation down to a proposed regional transportation center in Torrance, which is approximately 8.7 miles. This alternative was moved forward in the draft environmental document from the alternatives analysis study, as it was viewed as a relatively simple, fast, and less expensive alternative to implement light rail-like service in the corridor. Our analysis to date shows that the project does not meet these performance criteria, and therefore we're asking to remove it from further consideration. We have discussed our proposal with the Federal Transit Administration, and they concur with eliminating this alternative. We would also like to update you on our outreach efforts, and if you so desire, Randy Lamb can provide you with a quick presentation.
Mr. Lamb?
Okay. We started our work on the draft environmental process last January. We are now at about the midpoint in the process. In addition to the no-build and transportation system management alternatives, we are looking at two build alternatives. The light rail alternative starts where the Green Line ends at Marine Avenue and continues on the Harbor Subdivision right-of-way to Torrance, where the right-of-way crosses Crenshaw Boulevard. With the light rail alternative, we'll have the capability to have a direct ride up to Century Aviation via the Crenshaw LAX transit corridor, which will join the the Green Line guideway at Imperial Highway. And we have the opportunity to continue north also to the Exposition Light Rail project that's under construction. We can also continue on the Green Line to Norwalk with a transfer to the Blue Line. We are also looking at another alternative, the freight track alternative, which would run from Century Aviation along the Harbor Subdivision right-of-way to Torrance. Same endpoint as the light rail alternative. We would look at running passenger vehicles on the existing freight track with two stations south of Marine Avenue. First station would be at the South Bay Galleria in Redondo Beach, and the endpoint station would be at the proposed Torrance Regional Transit Center for the freight track alternative. Our work to date is indicating that the freight track alternative does not perform as well as either the light rail alternative or the transportation system management alternative in meeting the objectives of the project's purpose and need in terms of reduced impacts, cost, and performance. Therefore, we are recommending eliminating the freight track alternative from further analysis.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the committee before I go to public comment? A request to speak from John Walsh.
I'll wait.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt the recommendations? I do, without objection, so ordered. Next item, High Desert Corridor Project. I'm sorry, did I skip one? I apologize.
This is really big. The big news of the month. The federal approval for PE for these two projects.
Absolutely, I apologize.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm pleased if we could switch over to the... I'm pleased to present to you today the FTA New Starts Process status report here. Initiation of preliminary engineering has been approved, which means we are back in line for New Starts funding. I have a short presentation to run through. If this mouse
yes,
will...
Yes, please.
If the mouse will... Oh, now it's... There we go. The FTA process is shown there in the colored bar graph. At each step of the way, the FTA requires that we receive their approval. Their first approval is the PE step that we've just recently achieved. There is another step next in about a year to approve us to enter into final design. We are on an ambitious schedule to get to that next step, and about a year from today, we will be asking for that next FTA approval. The PE requests are carefully screened by the FTA. They look at New Starts criteria, performance of the project, our financial capacity, and our technical capacity. In each case, they have determined that we are in a position to be able to construct, build, and operate cost-effective projects. The initiation of PE tests that they use in the evaluation are easier at this step than they will be at the next step. As we go through the process, they get stricter and stricter. As I've told you, both mega projects are approved. This is a very good news item for us. Typically, the FTA has approved us for one at a time. I have to say, this approval and the evaluation that we went through drew upon
a broad spectrum of Metro's talents, from travel demand modeling to environmental planners to construction people, government relations, and your financial forecast people. All of us were involved in getting this approval to this stage. Part of the evaluation was our 3010 financial plan, which has three principal parts: New Starts funding, qualified transportation improvement program bonds, and TIFIA credit financing enhancements. The FTA has given us a medium rating on our financial plan. They point out that the 3010 plan relies heavily on leveraging Measure R using new legislation. They want to see progress on that legislation before we go into the final design step. They want to discuss with us the New Starts funding assumptions. They point out that they are significantly more than $100 million a year on each project. They also want us to develop more robust plans for cost adjustments. There are 30 other major actions described in the PE approval letter. These are summarized here in the matrix. The regional connector and the subway each have part of these major actions. We are now putting together the teams necessary to implement and put together these studies and other actions necessary to provide to the FTA before we get into the final design step. I'd be happy to answer any questions about this if you'd like.
Let me congratulate you and your colleagues on the hours that you put in and the success that we've seen. You're right, this is a huge thing, and I'm sorry I overlooked you or almost overlooked you. Are there any questions and comments? Yes, sir.
Just as you know, our CEO said, I mean, this, it's huge, the interest and from the feds in this, and the fact, I think we've sort of achieved an unprecedented level of cooperation between the FTA and the FRA, or FTA rather, on this, in terms of paperwork going back and forth, staying on schedule, staying on track, and there's a real interest in getting this going. You know, of course, we're at the, like everyone else, at the mercy of Congress in terms of deciding when they do reauthorization, but the fact that it's gone this far, this quickly, is a tribute not just to the folks that have been working on it, but also the agency and the relationship with FRA, which is obviously much better. FTA, I keep saying that. FTA, which has obviously improved over the last several years, so that's good stuff.
FTA really been over backwards. I don't know what the odds would have been last summer that we would get these things approved and in the federal report, the New Starts report. Peter Rogoff was very helpful and promised them that the issues that they raise are serious to us, that we're going to work in the coming years to get those questions answered.
Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments?
Yes, as noted, not only because of where we are in its progress, but as you know, this connector is really going to connect all of our different rail systems and make that possible. So it's a very important project in our long-term planning. And for me, it's exciting because of the work I'm doing on bringing back Broadway, an important corridor for downtown LA, and this is going to add to the activity we're trying to promote there, and getting more people to and from that corridor is going to be very important. So good work, everybody.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you very much for the report. It was wonderful. Next item on the agenda is the report on the High Desert Corridor project.
Yes, Madam Chair. We have before you today a receive and file. It's an update on the progress we've been making on the High Desert Corridor. I have with me Brian Lynn, who is leading our staff efforts on that. I'll ask him to make a brief report, and then we'll take questions.
Good afternoon, the board. And Caltrans is proceeding with the EIR, EIS work, integrating all previous work up in the High Desert area. Back in September last year, we had four scoping meetings and one agency meetings with 350 attendees and great interest, and we got all the attentions with all the communities. Everybody's very pleased that Metro is taking the lead on the project. We also retain a outreach firm to supplement the legally required outreach provided by Caltrans. And they're going to meet with all the local communities and the electeds very soon. That concludes the report.
Questions? I have a comment. We're extremely, that was not the royal week, but we should be extremely supportive of this project as it creates an essential piece of our goods movement program interregionally. I think what needs to occur is a comprehensive look at the county based on the Measure R projects that focus on truck and freight movement. Skag's in the process of looking at a regional freight movement plan for the Skag region. And I believe there's a need to study the LA County position on a project-specific level. So I'd like to see a framework for the LA County effort that will build on the Skag product. Is that something we can do?
Yes, ma'am. It absolutely makes sense. That's what we should be doing. It's our responsibility and role. We're actually working with Skag is to promote the framework of what's right for us, particularly where we have program projects and how they fit into it. So absolutely.
Okay, it's a resource that we need to utilize, I think. And
Skag is in part of our study team.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? If not, if there are no objections, we'll receive and file.
Thank you.
Item on the agenda.
Yes.
1989 retrofit sound wall program. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes. Go ahead.
No problems at all, Madam Chair. This one is a receive and file status report. We've been making actually great progress on the post 1989. Sound wall retrofit program. Again, Brian Lynn is here. He has some good news, very good news, to report on some imminent sound walls, hopefully.
Yeah, there are a total of 10 sound wall packages out there in different implementation phases. Packages 2 and 3, most recently, we just completed construction. Package 4 is still under construction. We probably can recommend to the board next month with the board report. So we're still working on that. There's a companion sound wall, Duarte sound wall, which is running into the same boulder problem, and the cost increase is going to be covered by the contingency, so there's no issue there. Packages 5 through 8, there's going to be a board report in March asking your approval for construction. And package 11, we're going to complete the design next month and be ready for construction in 13.
So four of those critical packages should be in front of you March, requesting approval to go to construction. Vastly moves a lot of those forward for us, ma'am.
Okay, great. Any questions or comments? No objections, receive and file. Now it's our opportunity to hear from the CEO.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Two quick items. Last week, you may have heard we retired our last diesel bus. By the way, we disabled the engine, so it cannot be operated by a private contractor. We now are the largest all CNG fleet, we believe, in the world. This has been a 20-year effort, 1993, I guess the policy was approved. But the FTA also participated financially for that long period of time, and they deserve gratitude from us. I also want to note to you, in the last couple of days, I've had lengthy discussions with the administrator of the FTA, Peter Ogoff, and the general counsel, as regards our rail car purchase. They are indicating that they are willing to allow us to seek a higher domestic content requirement on the procurement and perhaps a higher DBE percentage, but what they are still unwilling to approve is basically what they would call local preference. That is some incentive to have a plant in LA. We are going to reduce to writing this input. This will illuminate the discussion that we'll have next week with you as regards direction on the rail car procurement. What this basically means is the current unconventional approach that we're currently using is likely to not be funded by the FTA, and we may need to change paths next week. With that, I'll conclude my report.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? I have no comments from public. All right. Having heard that, meeting adjourned. I do have a public comment. Okay. The meeting is not adjourned. I'd like to hear from John Walsh.
I'm just going to hand out our website analytics to the three members of the board. Well, there's four now. Four members of the board, just so you know that I'm not lying. And here are the four, our analytics. 1 million, half a million the past 6 months.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Now, if there's nothing further to come before the committee, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your attention.
Thank you.